Howdy, y'all. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. This is December 9th, Saturday, December 9th, 2022. Man, Christmas almost here. And I'm Stephen Douglas Whitener, and the show's called Thought Crime Live because these days thinking is a crime. And all you thought criminals out there, I appreciate every one of you. I want to thank you for keeping Mr. Stadmiller's neighborhood alive this time. Last year, things were you know, hard after the founder passed, and the listeners stepped up, and the Homeowners Association for the neighborhood has kept it going, and we appreciate that. And right now, if you donate $100 or more, your name gets put into the fishbowl every week to win a book that was owned by John Stadmiller in his library. And I don't have the name of the book currently in front of me that's up, but you can support RBN that way and also support our advertisers. And I happen to be standing in one of the advertisers now, a fellow named Johnny Ribb that runs a gun, leather, and steel shop. And Johnny, say hello to everybody.
Hello. How y'all doing?
And he's working hard while I'm standing here talking to him. And, anything leather, you wanted, there are a lot of belt buckles that they have. And then you can get a custom made belt right out here. Yeah, he does great work, y'all.
Turned out good.
Yeah. And what else? What other things you?
Yeah. Well, there's really nothing I can't make or duplicate or hopefully repair. But, bring your leather, bring your ideas, and I'll do my best to bring them to life. And while you're at Dixie, while you're waiting on me to finish your leather, definitely go inside the store. We got tons of new all Christmas, all kind of stuff. We got women's jewelry now. Lynn's really expanded things. And if you're into the Trump and Brandon and MAGA and all that good stuff, we got tons of new items with that. And some creative stuff with the we got birdhouses, honey, local honey, and toys for the kids, tons of new books, of course, flags, tags, tins, all the good stuff, all a bunch of new t-shirt designs. But come see us down here at Dixie.
Thanks very much, Johnny. I appreciate you doing that. And guys, if you ever get a chance to come by the Dixie Republic at it's in Travelers Rest, South Carolina on Highway 25, you won't regret it. I'm walking back into the store now. If you hear traffic, I'm going to do the show from the Confederate Corner, the coffee shop where folks like us can meet and put our heads together. It's a really good atmosphere. The people here are, you know, I always meet somebody that I'm glad I met when I'm here. And we were here and had an event called Fall for Dixie that Mike Gaddy, myself, and Jim Ram broadcast from. I did this show and we did some other things. So down. Uh-oh. Can you hear me? Am I still coming on there? It sounded like I cut out as I walked in. I may not be able to stand inside after all, but, and I have joined today by my co-host and person who got me into all this, the host of Beyond the Official Narrative. That's every day noon Central Time. I know y'all probably know who this is. I've heard that. It's Richard Carey. Can you hear me, Richard? Am I coming in okay? I didn't cut out, did I?
Yeah, no, you're coming through just fine, Stephen. Maybe just for like a second, you may have blipped there.
Oh,
thanks,
okay.
Thanks for having me on today. This is great that you're doing these live shows from the Dixie Republic. And if anyone ever wanted to stop in there and give their comment instead of calling in, you know, in person to you and future this or another show, that would be great, too.
Yeah, that would be great. I met a lot of good people, RBN listeners, when we did the Fall for Dixie. That was just a tremendous day. And the Dixie Fest, there were even more people at the time, but you know, it's great atmosphere. And okay, so now that we've taken care of business, there's something that I wanted to talk to the audience about, to give you guys an experience I had yesterday, just to share it with you. And it's kind of where I wanted to lead things off. I heard, I think it was last week, maybe Farron had to mention on his show he had to get a driver's license or something. He went and had to deal with the local state-run DMV or whatever. But yesterday I had to go to the Social Security Administration, and I actually didn't realize I didn't have to go, but I wanted to get a replacement card as soon as I could, for reasons. And when I walked in, it looked just like a prison, Richard. I mean, walking into a jail, the way they had it set up with the metal benches and the armed guard, and they were all wearing masks. And, you know, I sat down with Wendy, and the guard handed her a couple. And so, you know, he said, they have to be on. And then no, I said, not going to do it. And well, you'll have to leave. And so we left and we did it online. But, you know, that feeling I had when I was sitting there looking at how it looked like a prison and how all these people are just going along and complying, it made the hair stand up on the back of my neck, kind of like, oh, I see. This is what it feels like to be. You remember, have you seen the movie The Body Snatchers? Either any of the versions, Richard,
Invasion, no.
Body Snatchers. Well, in that movie, the ones who have been infected, will, if they identify someone who hasn't, they'll point them out and make this horrible noise, and then they'll all come over to them. So that's kind of the feeling I got looking at everybody just sitting there and complying and going along with it. And it gave me the willies. That was the experience I wanted to tell the listeners about today, and thank you for joining me too. Would you like to respond to that before I do have another couple of things I wanted to read, but yeah, would you like to respond to that first?
Well, I can certainly relate to that feeling when you go into that Social Security Administration you described in your area. It makes me think of, remember, I've only been in Florida since June. I have moved here from Chicago. And so my whole life I've been exposed to the wonders of a progressive Zionist megacity such as Chicago. And I know downtown we'd have skyscrapers that were federal buildings. You'd have to go in for certain things, paperwork you may have to do once every few years or something. And yes, you go in and there's just insane prison-like environment on the ground floor with the security, all the different levels of kiosks, turnstile type of shielded, and then of course the metal detector areas and a couple different levels just to get to the elevators. And of course you can't have any firearms there, but pretty much anywhere in that city, store owners will have have signs, stickers saying to not be carrying in their establishment. That's how they get around so much, letting the private owners dictate. But no, back to the buildings, I mean, the schools. Schools have been prisons in Chicago for so long as well. I mean, you know, no one can get in or out other than, you know, the top of the day and the end of the day, whether you're a student or someone else trying to even just when you see someone dropping off for UPS or whatever. It's just insane. But, yeah, I've been exposed to that for too long in the crime-ridden mega city of Chicago. It's just the old hat, I guess, because, yeah, we've had to have those sort of infrastructures, long before a lot of other places in the U.S., but it's coming to middle America. It's coming to a town near you, folks.
Absolutely is, and they're trying to do that around here as well. I feel pretty secure in here because a lot of people are packing, okay? And there's a sign on the door that says no masks or face coverings. You know, I think the ad says the Antichrist, anti-white, globalist world ends at the asphalt. And that's pretty much been my experience. It's like a sanctuary sitting in here and being able to read a lot of these books. They have some books for sale too, but they had, for instance, My Awakening is one that they have here. And, you know, I think there's plans to maybe even expand this concept more with the Southern Cultural Center type place, because it's really a lot more than just a roadside attraction here where you're, you know, you would see a tourist trap where it's just sell stuff. It's got a heart to it. It's a destination for our people. That's what it says. And I do like that.
Yeah, it's maintaining the culture of the community, the local culture.
And, okay, I had read something I wanted to share with the listeners, too. I'd like to get your response to. Let me bring this up. Sorry, folks, I'm on my phone in the coffee shop, but it's coming up here, right? This is from StraightLineLogic.com. Robert Gore is the author, who don't think I'm familiar with, but I'm not sure. I may have read this before, my memory. Anyway, he says, "Everybody and everything is more important than you," by Robert Gore. "You will sacrifice and sacrifice until there's nothing left to sacrifice. If we're all responsible to everybody, what's in it for you? How does it work exactly? Can you claim anything? Your production, property, expression, body, mind, life, or soul for yourself? If you can't, if everyone else has first claim to them, what can you claim for yourself? Do you give up everything for our 8 billion fellow Earth citizens as they give up everything for you? Do you get 1/8 billionth of what nominally everyone else's, what is nominally everyone else's, or is this supposed to be pure sacrifice? Give up everything and receive nothing in return. If you give up everything, is there any you left? It's best not to think about such questions. They won't get you anywhere but confused. What you do know is what you've been told your entire life. Everything you do is for the greater good. Everything you do for others is good. Everything you do for yourself is selfish and bad. Just look what happens when everyone pulls together in a cause greater than themselves, like war. Isn't that a cause greater than yourself, maiming and killing people you don't know? You must be doing it for the greater good because you might be maimed or killed by those people you don't know. Oh, you can't let yourself think of it that way. Everyone has to pitch in. Government must be a cause greater than yourself because you spend several months every year working to pay your taxes. That's a good chunk of money, and you and millions of other hardworking Americans pay. People complain a bit, but everybody pays because it's necessary to keep the country running and fund all the great things the government does. Like what exactly? You're funding those wars, and a lot of money ends up in the pockets of people who are of no discernible benefit to you. A lot of it stays right there in Washington, and even with all the money they take in, they are still $31 trillion in the hole. Stop it. You can't let yourself think of it that way. We've got to have government. Think what would have happened the last couple of years if we hadn't had the government. We saw that pull together spirit with everyone wearing their masks and getting vaccinated. Their masks. Well, almost everybody. There were a few people who didn't wear masks or get vaccinated. But here's where things started to break down. Because you know a few antisocial refuseniks. Oh, I'm an antisocial refusenik now. I guess that's one of the many things I am. And they either didn't get sick, or if they got sick, they took care of themselves, took the medicines they weren't supposed to take, and got well. And you know people who had both rounds of vaccines and every booster and got sick. And there are those stories all over the internet about apparently healthy young people collapsing, some dying. You've seen the videos. I have to head to click to continue here. Sorry for the pause, folks. But before I find my place, would you like to respond first to any of that, Richard?
Well, I do see a lot of these intertwined as far as the state of the economy, which at this point has an inevitable need for a long-term depression. And of course, they're going to have a Hegelian solution to it. But COVID, the climate change agenda, Ukrainian war, the woke agendas and infrastructure plan, with all the spending, a lot of it toward woke, anti-white, and ridiculous, wasteful sort of social program, social engineering, redistribution of wealth equity organization and planning. And it's about multiple agendas serving multiple ends is what people have to realize. So, yes. I mean, that's how you can get a lot of factions who don't agree on everything out there. Like when you talk about this power structure, and you see these inherently hateful people in control when you really look deep. Even Elon, and if we hear from James, maybe we could touch on that more later. And the transhuman agenda, but all these proxy armies, BLM being a good example with the 2020 summer of BLM love, right?
Yeah. Hey, stay tuned, folks. We'll be back with Thought Crime Live right after this.
I was born in Dixieland, unreconstructed till the end. In Carolina, I was raised by my granddaddy in my daddy's way. They both taught me right from wrong, how to fight and how to get along. But my own life now is almost gone. In southern ground I belong. Friend, come sit by me right here. Let's laugh and talk about our lives and the good old days before I die. Please give your word this vow you keep. When I return to earth asleep, let me dream.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombi Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombi detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Burning through my shoes, soft shoulders getting harder, adding to my blues. Can't count the days gone by, can't wash away the stain left on the life behind me from which I came. The day is getting longer, the heat is getting hotter. The sun was shown on me, and my nights are still in vain.
Welcome back, everyone. I thought I dropped it, but yeah, I was trying to find that to read again, and the window keeps coming up over it. Richard, let me try to bring that up if you continue for a second. I can't walk and chew gum at the same time, apparently.
Well, you and Farron, like you said last week, had been referencing the real ID. I had, unfortunately, no other option. I, as I said, just moved to Florida in June from Chicago. Been there my whole life. But I've been hearing for a while, you know, pretty soon it'll be mandatory for travel, at least overseas travel. And passport needs to be integrated. It's not good enough without the real ID, even or something, or to renew your passport even in the future. But the ability to do more and more things is in the works. Like, from what I know, at least in my area that I'm at now, 2023, around May, they're saying is the deadline
for the ID,
for the real ID. And of course, to go into federal buildings. I mean, even if you have to have a court appearance, like I mentioned, that large building in Chicago, there'd be a lot of courtrooms in the upper floors. And so, I mean, you know, you could have a reason why you are forced to get this thing. And unfortunately, I had no choice. My birthday came around in October, and I had to renew, and there was no other option but the real ID. And in the past, I was able to have an ID card, state ID plus a driver's license. No more. At least not here in Florida. as of now, you could only have one or the other, you know. So since I drive, I went with the driver's license. I know John Stadmiller, I didn't carry a current driver's license, didn't see the need. And, you know, just it's one more part of the tyranny. But and nonetheless, yeah, so I had no choice. And yeah, so it is a real ID now, unfortunately. And this is all about integrating everything globally with a uniform database of links digitally of all the information on you, financial records, you know, past what marriage history, crime record, anything that could exist in social media that was a strike against you. They want it all integrated, and that's what the Real ID provides for them. You know, so they don't have to do extra busy work because they're hiring woke agents who hardly have two brain cells to rub together these days. Stephen.
Yeah, yes, and medical records too. That is the big danger right after the shot, I think, is the worst thing that we're facing, most dangerous at the moment. And it struck home to me when I started doing gig work and I had to use facial recognition to log into the account and to sign up and prove who I was with an ID. In fact, I had to get a new ID, a new driver's license, a new picture back then because it didn't recognize me at all. It's like it wouldn't match up. I had changed my appearance so much. So the facial recognition is not perfect anyway so far, but it's coming. And you can see how these masters of war were using all of that facial recognition stuff over in Iraq too and testing out that system and putting the protocols in place for tracking us terrorists and things like that. And then shortly thereafter, the way that the military trained changed, and it went back to training in places that looked just like hometown America. You know, that's pretty ominous sign, and it's very, very frustrating. And you know, there, as far as there not being any other option, I think maybe it's like the only other options are not viable. They're going to make you a huge target, and I don't know if enough people took those other options at once. There may be some civil disobedience that they couldn't handle, but at this point I don't think enough people are ready, willing, and able. And I'm not able at the moment. No enough. But here, oh, we have the break again already, Richard. Here it is. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
South Carolina. You can go to DixieRepublic.com to check out their merchandise. And before, let me go back for you to finish what I had started reading. This is called Everybody and Everything is More Important Than You by Robert Gore, and I found it on StraightLineLogic.com. I don't think I've been familiar with this gentleman before, but I really was touched, or what moved maybe, by this piece. It put some fire in my belly, you might say. And we were to the point, he said that there were almost everybody, there were a few of the people who didn't wear the masks and get vaccinated, that and that's where things started to break down. The official narrative broke down because, you know, a few, he didn't say official narrative. I said that because that's Richard's show, Beyond the Official Narrative, guys. Noon Central, if you aren't already a listener. Now, he said, because you know a few antisocial refuseniks, and they either didn't get sick, or if they got sick, they took care of themselves, took the medicines they weren't supposed to take, and got well. And you know people who had both rounds of vaccines and every booster and got sick. And there are those stories all over the internet about apparently healthy young people collapsing, some dying. You've seen the videos. The thoughts you can't shut down started when somebody close to you, a relative or friend, had a severe reaction after a shot, or told you about someone they know who did, and maybe you brushed it off, but Then it happened again and again. These weren't stories on the internet. This was direct experience, or direct experience once removed, and it wasn't just severe reactions. The afflicted recovering after hospitalization, there were long-term effects for which there are apparently no cures, lives ruined. And there were those who died. You know of more people harmed by the cure than the disease. One day out of nowhere, the question popped into your head, who's collecting the sacrificial offerings? Because that's what all this is, sacrificial offerings, not to propitiate some unseen deity, but to line the pockets and to increase the power of those telling you that you have to sacrifice. That's the thought you pushed down all these years. All this sacrifice is a damn scam, a racket. Once you gave it some thought, you realized it's been going on for years, decades, centuries, millennia even. I added that as my ad lib. I don't want to bastardize Mr. Gore's work, but somebody telling people they must sacrifice for some greater good, and those same somebodies collecting the sacrificial offerings. If we're all responsible to everybody, what's in it for you? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Actually, less than nothing. You no longer have whatever it is you offer. It's not even an offering, something you do voluntarily. Your, in quotes, offerings are taken from you under implicit or explicit threat of force. What you get back, if anything, is worth less than what you gave up. You've never minded giving up things for something you regarded as a greater value, you know, saving for the down payment on your house or a child's education, paying for groceries and utilities rather than taking a vacation you couldn't afford. Those weren't sacrifices, not like the sacrifices you're told you must make for the greater good, where you give up something and get nothing in return. If you're giving something and getting nothing, somebody's getting something and giving nothing. Think of what they've done with your sacrifices, your money, your time, your life, and what you could have done with them. There's nothing greater or good about their greater good. The country's going to hell in a handbasket. We're riding a ruination train downhill. The grade is getting steeper, and the engineer has it on full throttle. Their greater good is your greater bad. Your life gets increasingly risky and difficult. What you're paying out is rising faster than what you're taking in, all while money is tossed down the toilet of the latest war and domestic boondoggles, and the trillion-dollar milestones on the national debt come faster and faster. You hear the bell tolling. Doom, doom, doom. You're dealing with reality to the fullest extent of your capacity so that people you despise and who despise you don't have to accept the morality of sacrifice. Except that everybody and everything is more important than you, and you've issued them a blank check. They have, they are, and they will continue to take everything you offer, up to and including your life. The lie has always been that the sacrifices of you and your fellow sacrificers would build a better world for everyone. Now they no longer try to hide it. Sacrifice gets you worse, not better. Bugs instead of meat, an urban apartment instead of a house and land, mass transit instead of a personal automobile, a guaranteed income instead of meaningful work, computer entries instead of money, surveillance instead of privacy, compliance instead of freedom, punishment instead of reward. And you will be happy. That assurance is as stale and false as the phony causes they trot out to justify your unhappiness. The climate, the earth, a virus, a war, an alien invasion, an asteroid, the common good, etc., etc., etc. We do owe them one debt. The last few years have made it obvious to anyone who will look that it's not about the phony causes. It never has been. It's about power and control, and always has been. That's not nothing. Far from that, recognition comes the realization, run from those demanding sacrifice, which at the least means every government on the planet. Sadly, running is only possible in the metaphorical sense. Gangster governments are the order of the day, regardless of how they cloak their intentions and actions. And when you ask them, how much should we give, they only answer, more, more, more. John Fogerty's from Clearwater Credence and Fortunate Son. And his story is pretty interesting. The way his property was ripped off, and it's Tony Truth that says, but I digress. You will sacrifice and sacrifice until there's nothing left to sacrifice. And then they'll discard you like last night's garbage. Your life means one thing to them: enslaved, subjugated submission. It's the less than zero existence. The logical consequence of everybody and everything is more important than you. Accept that, and most people do, and you'll deserve what you get: less than zero. Claim your life and resolve that nothing is more important to you than the freedom to live it, and your course will be fraught with danger. It's not the less than zeros who change things. Expect nothing from them but opposition. If you want what's yours, you're going to have to fight for it. And yes, fight means fight. That is the truth that can no longer be evaded. Resistance is lonely and dangerous. Choose it, and you may have compatriots, but if you're not careful, you'll also have false friends who will betray you in the darkest hour. You will fortunately have an ally in the incompetence and evil of those who seek to enslave you. Nothing they've established can last, and their system is collapsing. In some ways, that will make things easier. Bankrupt and collapsed governments don't have the wherewithal to maintain order. However, chaos presents its own dangers. Fight for your life or accept endless sacrifice and less than zero. There are no other choices, no middle ground. It's your choice. It's your life. And that's the end of that. And I completely agree with it. And when something that bewilders me, when people talk about voting and politics and political government solutions, I don't see that as viable. I mean, it's the world we live in, but I'm casting one last vote, and that vote is for myself. You know, it's good to be the king. Richard? Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had two mutes on.
Okay. I thought it had dropped.
Sorry. My mic switched box and my Skype, and I didn't undo both. Yeah, no, there were a lot of good points in that. And I don't know if you are planning to take callers. I mean, I know you mentioned James.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Earlier. James, I don't know if he's
call in, but yes. Oh, I would welcome
if he's here
anyone
yet,
but ask it, you a question or yeah.
But yeah, I would say that it looks like I see actually he is with us, it looks like, the Port Op.
That Confederate that Canadian Confederate, James.
Hello?
Evander.
Hello.
Hello, James. We hear you, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Well, it's good to hear you direct and live from the Dixie Republic. I appreciate the gentleman you introduced to everybody. And we're up against a situation here where the way the strategy will be is you do not comply under normal circumstances, and only comply to having a big stock of canned food and preserved food in order to maintain your life, you see. But up here now, I can tell you, I cannot get antibiotics anymore unless I take a COVID test. And if I take that COVID test, it will show positive, and my doctor will say, no, you can't have this prescription unless you get the shot, you see. This is how they're doing it. So they're tightening and tightening and tightening. As Richard mentioned, and as you mentioned, Stephen, you see, this is how they're doing it. Compartmentalizing us and tightening down. Back to you guys.
Well, James, I mean, you're always welcome to accept the state's offer. Right? Canada can always let you just solve everything with assisted suicide.
Yeah, sure. All you need is two doctors' signature, and you wait 90 days. And I know one doctor here that would definitely do it because he's getting paid from a fund, you know, to do this kind of thing.
Hey, James, are you suspicious about all of these attacks on power stations? I think it was the North Carolina one. I had heard one individual on RBN saying that there were some military in the area already doing some sort of training, and so there would be plenty of sharpshooters in the area, because they mentioned how this would take a lot of skill because of very few bullets used, and they were very effective. So, I mean, is this something for whether just to start crippling or for a false flag Hegelian solution, something the establishment is more likely doing than rogue asymmetrical patriots or whatever? James?
Well, all right. So the game plan is to take your power away. Okay? They're not going to take it all at once. But this is Alex Jones say, this is a beta test. Yeah, he likes to say this. This is to see what you're going to do. And if it's only two shots, obviously they knew what they were shooting at. So, yeah, it was an op. It was a black op in order to see what the people would put up with. The ultimate, like I said a couple of days ago, I think it was on your program, they want to turn all of America into a bunch of goat herders. All right, that's what they want. Because the bondholders, the guys that invest money now, don't want America to progress or be great like America was 60 years ago. Go ahead.
Mr. Whitener?
I remember that America, James. It was a foreign country when I look back on it now. I was going through some of the things my parents had accumulated over the years, and one of them was a Life magazine of the Zapruder film from 1966 that they put out. And in that magazine, there was an ad that had a picture of a young mother and a little boy. And then under it, it said, when your girl was single, she worked and she enjoyed it. But if she worked now, if it wasn't for you, she'd be doing a different kind of work, a man's work. And just look at how things have changed since then. The men in this country have abandoned their responsibilities, and I'm just as guilty as ever. Not, you know, the 60s and the sex and drugs and rock and roll and that whole, I am guilty for helping this thing fall apart, and I'm just doing my best to put back together what I abdicated the responsibility of. People have got to accept responsibility for their own lives again and turn our back on the lies that they tell on the big pharma and the just in general, you know. It's for the planet, Janet. No, it's not. It's to enslave and exterminate you.
Well, it's been 62 years of gradual deception, and it's like all war is based on deception. So for this 6 decades, they have been slowly deceiving us bit by bit. So take heart. I was deceived too. We all were. So, you know, to hell with it. We just keep on going, right?
Great. On the radio. I'm on the radio. Yeah. So that you like to...
Well, James.
On the radio. Say hi. Another time. Yes, I'm sorry. I was speaking with a customer. You know, you mentioned questions walking in off the street, and I thought there might be.
Yeah. No, that's great. They're at the Dixie Republic Live RBN broadcast.
Two young kids and grandma. Yeah. Hey, well,
bring them in.
Store.
I love the store.
Yes,
I love the store. I want several t-shirts.
I
like the one that says, what did it say in there? Something about, I'm a conspiracy theorist because when things don't add up, I like that.
One of our hosts says that he's a reality theorist. Conspiracy factualist. Everybody else is a reality theorist.
Like
so that kind of that pretty
like
sums it up. Well, thanks very much for coming
Thank
in.
You.
Enjoy
Thank
enjoy
you.
The store. Okay, sorry, folks. See, you meet all kinds of great people here. You all, if you're ever able to come to the Confederate corner for a cup of coffee at Shore Beach Starbucks, that's all I can tell you.
I can believe that in a heartbeat. Hey, James, for Stephen's listeners as well, did you want to touch on Elon Musk? Because you and I seem to have a lot of the same opinions of the man. And how Facebook's Meta was trying to sell people on virtual reality and eventually transhumanism, ESG scores in everything in our lives as well. And this seems to be an attempt for Elon to rebrand everything with Twitter, where Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, Meta failed. He's seen as a savior by everyone right now just because of what? Because of the Hunter Biden thing. Twitter is the savior, right, with Elon?
Right. Well, first off, I give Elon Musk a lot of credit. I mean, he's got style. He's got poise. He's got a genius, which Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have, okay? So in that department, you know, he's all A's. But at the end of the day, you have to wonder about things like when he says, well, the monkey's been plugged in. You just can't see the plug in his head. Then he says, well, you know, one day I'm going to come in here when I give this talk, and I'm going to have a plug in my head, too. Everyone's, ha, 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 it's a big deal, joke, right? But that's not a joke. See? Because if everybody was plugged in, well, then that New World Order would be able to control everybody like they want to. And that is the mark of the beast right there, is getting that plug in. I got into a cat fight yesterday with one of the presenters who says, that's not on the public record. Well, hell, there's a lot of things that aren't on the public record, you know, like the Gulf of Tonkin incident, right? Torpedoes were being fired. It's on the public record. Well, hell, it never happened. Go ahead.
That's a good point for me to give a plug to my friend Mike Gaddy's Rebel Madman radio show that's coming on today at 3 p.m. Central. There will be an unaltered by the Marxist education system total expose of the lies surrounding the traitor Abraham Lincoln and his Marxist handlers, Marxist members of the Union Army, and the beginnings of what we Southerns call our second war for independence. You have been lied to all your life about this subject. Can you handle the truth? Most prefer the comfortable lie and college football. I learn a great deal from Mr. Gaddy, so I wanted to encourage our listeners to check that out.
Well,
go ahead, James.
If he's worked for the NSA, and I believe he has, he knows exactly what the hell is going on, okay? So everybody got to stick to that man and listen to what he says, okay? Because this is exactly the way they do it. They use these agencies, right, who have infinite funding. They go out and they hire a bunch of cutouts like Ken Kesey and that bus giving LSD to people willy-nilly. The cops never stop them, you see? Where'd they get the LSD from? Where'd they get all that stuff? It was all planned.
Very much so. Yes, that was an operation.
I've heard even the guys who made the acid for the Grateful Dead and traveled with them had Fed connections. I've heard that claim as well.
Yes.
Well, All of those rock bands from Southern California up to San Francisco all had connections to the military-industrial complex. And that's been verified by a writer who unfortunately died of quick-acting cancer in 2015. And he wrote the book Weird Scenes in the Canyon, right? So that was the music industry then, and I don't think it's changed, but at that time, particularly, it had an agenda. Go ahead.
I remember being impressed, when I was in my days of appreciating psychedelic mushrooms and LSD in my youth, and thinking, well, the Grateful Dead travelers, you know, with the high quality, renowned worldwide that they made for them, and that was outside the system. I thought that those were rogue people doing it, and I was admiring that. Oh, look, you know, you don't have to have connections to all these labs and all these establishment federal. But no, evidently that was shattered, and that, yeah, they were feds or working with feds, James. But yeah, no, I just found that interesting when you mentioned Ken Kesey and Andy Warhol, all these people influencing the culture.
Yeah. And then it went to Gloria Steinem in the 70s. Then they had that trip, you know, the women's thing, and then you had the gay thing, and then you had this and you had that. And so that's what I'm getting at. Gradually, America is being deceived by these ops. And now you've got COVID, right? The ultimate op. You get everyone deceived into go taking a shot that's got everything in it but the kitchen sink. You know, go ahead.
Hey, and it's also part of the social engineering that's been going on to turn us into abject slaves, the same way they utilized the TSA after 9/11. It's nothing about your safety. It's about slave training. Yes. That's
That's the legacy of George W. Bush and Daddy. Yeah. Well,
yes. You know. Hey, and since you mentioned people who had been in the NSA, let me plug another of our hosts, Frederick Blackburn, on his Saturday Night Snack Shack. And he also has the Breakfast Club on Speak Free Radio Wednesday nights. Actually, I was his guest past Wednesday, and he was there, and he's got a lot of the deeper knowledge as well. I learned from him as well, but my thing is more to get the real history, because Mr. Gaddy's going over the original documents and and then the truth, the literal best we can discern what happened. This was a con from the beginning. It's been, you know, it's infuriating when you think about it at that level. But at this point, I don't know if I have time. I don't think I have time to tell this story about something that happened at Aquatech, but I'll try to get it in real quick. If the listeners know, I worked at this hazardous waste treatment facility, and now I hear the music. I think I will tell that story next week, or maybe next time I'm on.
Showmanship, Stephen. Always keep them wanting more.
Thank you all very much for listening. Please support Dixie Republic and republicbroadcasting .org. And remember, a thought crime a day can keep tyranny at bay. We love you, listeners. Thank you very much. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. Want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.